Well, here in 2 Kings 20, we read in verse 6, I will add to your days 15 years. I want to just think about this idea of the number of our days, because it seems that there is a set number of days that a person is supposed to live, and yet God can add to those days or cut them short. Like in Psalm 61, verse 6, David felt that God would prolong or add to the king's days. And in the Proverbs, you several times meet the idea that the wise would have days added. Same phrase used here in Kings about the adding of days to Hezekiah. The wise would have days added to their life because of their obedience to wisdom. And there's a strong sense in the Old Testament that there are a determined number of days for a mortal life. And, for example, God says to David, when your days are fulfilled and you sleep with your fathers, as if there's a set number of days and they come to an end and God closes the account, as it were. And he asks in the Psalms, David asks in the Psalms, to know the number of my days, teach me to know the number of my days and to see how frail I am. And yet we read about numbers of days being cut short. You've cut short my days, David felt in Psalm 102. Or they can be extended, they can be added to. And you have it here, really, that his days, the days of Hezekiah, were cut short, we read in Isaiah 38. But then here in 2 Kings 20, he prays, and those days are added to. Well, what can we take from this? God looks at our lives as a number of days, and if you consider that somebody maybe in our age might live an average of 70 years, that's about 22,000 days. And we need to realize that every day matters, that even if you get to 70, 80, 90 years, and a lot of people don't, well, all the same, that was a relatively small number of days. And yet people waste their days, day after day, fritter them away. Every day matters, every day counts. So I think that God has in view a number of days for every human life. He sort of has this plan, and yet God is open to dialogue, and he is also responsive to human behaviour. He can cut short the number of days. Or, as you see here, in Hezekiah's case, he can add to those days. He can prolong or extend. It's all the same word. He can extend the king's days, prolong the king's days. And yet, ultimately, of course, the hope that we have is of endless days in God's kingdom. Well, time matters. Now, I'm not saying that we're saved by works, nor are we saved according to our sort of rigid, steel-willed time management in our own lives, but it is also true to say that life is the greatest blessing that we have, and don't fritter it away. And in these days of screen life, you can just waste your hours and thereby your days very easily. It's like sand slipping through your fingers. And God has given us a specific amount of time, a number of days, according to his plan. And I think that, therefore, he has certain intentions for us about how things should go and how we ought to develop, etc. Now, as I say, he may cut short that plan or he may extend it. It surprises me, really, that our lives are so short. 20,000 days, 30,000 days. Well, I don't suppose you get the 30,000 days, but, you know, 20,000, 25,000 or whatever, that's it. Because we are being prepared now for eternity. It really surprises me that God does not work with us for, say, centuries or a few thousand years to prepare us for that eternity. But he doesn't. Life is very short, and that means that his activity in human life is very intense, and we need to be sensitive to that and respond quickly. Now, the problem is that day by day appears to be the same. But the point is that God is at work intensely. And as cotton wool clouds drift across the face of the sky, we can tend to think that all things continue as they were from the creation. But that is not how it is. God is actively working. So we need to use them. But then you think, in the case of Hezekiah, that he desperately begs that he'll have more time, and he's given more time. And yet, in my opinion, he throws it all away because he thinks, well, that's good, peace and truth will be in my days. Okay, so I got 15 years, might as well enjoy it, that's it. And yet all the prophecies that are given about what could have happened after the Assyrian destruction and how really Hezekiah could have, in some form, been the ruler of a revived, glorious kingdom of God in the form of Israel, all those prophecies were precluded from coming true because, in my opinion, Hezekiah fell away. The ambassadors from Babylon come and he shows off all the presents that he's received, all the congratulatory presents he'd received from the nations around him, and he's told, your sons are going to die in Babylon. These people are going to come and take away everything out of your house. And so he does not act as the light of the world to the Gentile nations. Instead, he gets caught up with them. And he raises in those last 15 years a terrible son, Manasseh, who did huge evil. So it would have been better, would it not, had he died? Really? And I know it's so easy to say this when we struggle with what appears to us to be premature death or relatively young death. But God takes away the righteous from the evil that is to come. And when we're in the kingdom, we will look back and see that, yes, that was the right time. They were the number of days in that case, and yep, that was it. That was right. And you think of Paul in Philippians 1, where he says he has a desire to depart and to be with Christ, but he struggles with the choice because he knows that to abide in the flesh is more needful for you. And he speaks as if he sort of decided to remain. And I can only understand what he's saying there, as if he was sort of told by the Lord that, you know, time's up, Paul. Maybe he had a terminal illness or something like that. And he knew that he was going to be saved ultimately, and he would depart, he would die. And we know that we don't go to heaven when we die. There is no immortal soul. But we sleep in the dust of death to awake in the resurrection of the body to meet Jesus. And so, just as you don't know how long you've been asleep, be it 2 minutes or hours, so that is how death will be for us. And that's how Paul could say, if I depart, well, I will be with Christ, because the next conscious moment would be with him. And yet he has that choice, as I see it, between death and remaining alive for their sakes. And he chooses to remain alive for their sakes. And I think it was a little bit like it was with Hezekiah. It's just that Paul didn't fall away, whereas Hezekiah did. So, as I say, God is open to some degree to dialogue, to almost negotiation. And yet he has this bigger plan. He's given us a number of days to live, and we are to live them to the utmost.